Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name real fast.
Melissa Dela Cruz.
The author of the new Disney book called The Road Trip. It's all part of the High School Musical, the musical, the series. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. I'm excited to talk about the book.
Yeah. Okay. So give us the premise. Where does this, where do we see the Wildcats going on this crazy road trip?
They are actually going to a High School Musical convention. So they're going to go pay homage to the musical that started it all, you know, and join fellow fans of Troy and Gabrielle and Sharpay and, hopefully meet, one of the stars or two, hopefully get to sing some of the original songs. So it's a fun trip that takes place after the end of season one and before the start of season two.
Awesome. So yeah, remind us, for parents that maybe don't follow it as closely as the kids, the layman's view of where this fits into the whole High School Musical universe.
Sure. So High School Musical, the series. Is a kind of revamp. It's a new series about High School Musical, which has kind of an interesting twist. So in their world, they're in our world, the High School Musical existed, they're fans of High School Musical. And then they put on a musical based on the original. So it's a very meta, it's a very modern, very witty take on the story. And we find a whole new bunch of quirky theater kids, Nini and Ricky and Carlos and their wonderful theater teacher, with so much enthusiasm, Miss Jen, who takes them, who says, oh my goodness, we have to go. We have to go to this convention. And along the way, there's a lot of bumps and hijinks. Some of them end up at the wrong convention. The car breaks down, they don't make it. They try to meet the stars. Yeah. And a lot of fun adventures along the way.
Awesome. Well, so now, obviously, this is a new book published by Disney, but is it also going to be a TV series streaming on Disney Plus too?
So the season two is streaming on Disney Plus this week. I believe it comes out tomorrow. So buy the book now and find out what happens before you tune in.
Nice. So just to be clear, is the season two that's streaming on TV, is that also, it's specifically called The Road Trip, or is the book like a spinoff of it?
Oh, the book is what we're calling a bridge novel. So, it's the adventures after season one. You want to find out a little bit, about what's happening to the characters, and it kind of bridges to season two. So, if you'd like a little bit more insight in the characters, see what they were doing between season one and season two, read the book. But yeah, no, it's not on the show. The show, has its own story, and we're kind of the middle story between them.
Gotcha. It's that connecting piece. It's like Rogue One was between the Star Wars trilogy.
I like that. I love Rogue One. One of my favorite Star Wars books.
It's that bridge. Yeah, it's the bridge between the thing. I gotcha. All right, cool. Well, just in general, like overview, bigger picture, why do you think High School Musical was caught on so much with young audiences? Is it just because, they can relate to the characters themselves being, in high school, or, why do you think it really became such a phenomenon?
Yeah, I think it's because, it does capture a certain part of high school, about being, a little bit of an outsider, being somebody, with a lot, who's a little different, who likes theater, who likes singing and dancing. In the first High School Musical, Troy was, an athlete, he's a basketball star, and he is secretly, was trying out for the musical, and all his friends were kind of like, well, why would you do that? So there's still a feeling of this outsidery status, of liking these things, like singing and dancing and performing. And so it's kind of celebrating these different kids, these quirky kids, theater kids are their own interesting bunch. And I think kids really like that, because it's telling them it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be different. It's okay to want to sing and dance and be on stage. There's nothing, dorky or terrible about that. Let's celebrate it. Let's celebrate, your talent. And I think, it's just, you know, it's not as, I guess, celebrated in our culture as sports. You know, I mean, if you're a high school varsity jacket wearer, you know, you're the head of the basketball team, that's instant respect, instant, you know your place in high school society. But if you're a singer and dancer, performer, writer, you're a little bit on the fringes. So this celebrates, you know, the difference. The kids are a little different.
Exactly. And I always like when they take it a step further, some of the shows, and occasionally they'll show, you know, someone that thrives at both, you know what I mean? Like maybe there's that jock that becomes in the musical or whatever. I like when they show that there's no limits between the old cliques, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, of course you're also well known for your novels, you know, tying into the Descendants series. That's a huge hit. My nieces, you know, shout out Lexi, Nora, they love the Descendants. Remind us how your novels actually tied into that.
So my novels were the Isle of the Lost series of novels. They set up the Descendants movies. So I was brought in by Disney and they asked me, you know, if I wanted to be part of the project and, you know, kind of set up the foundation. Yeah.
Sorry, there was like a ding in the background. Can you take that answer again real quick?
Yeah, sorry. So Disney asked me if I wanted to be part of this project. And they said, you know, we're trying to put together something about the children of Disney's greatest villains. And would you be interested in, you know, kind of writing the foundational novel for that? And I said, oh my God, of course. I'm a huge, huge Disney fan. I'm a huge Disney kid and I love Disney. And my books set up the movies. And then they're also the bridge novels between the three movies. So there's four books and three movies in the franchise.
So they, just to piggyback of what you said, so Disney contacted you before the show was even out, like before the series was even out. They said, hi, we're, you know, this is in development. Can you write the book sort of, was it before or was it sort of concurrently?
Okay. You know, it was concurrently. We were all working together. You know, I was working with the movie people, with the musical people, with the toy people. You know, when they bring you in as part of this big Disney franchise, you know, the meetings are with 200 people. It's kind of amazing. And it's kind of great. You know, there's the animated show, there's the Disney Channel movies, and there are my books, and then the games and the video games. So, you know, and we all had to agree on how purple Mal's hair was going to be. So it was an interesting and really fun experience. You know, you're really part of a big group of people.
You mentioned one character, but what were some of your, do you have any personal favorite characters that wound up being, you know, let me phrase it this way. When you said you're a huge fan of the old Disney movies and they tap you for that project, where does your mind instantly go? Do you instantly say, oh, okay, you know, let's see, Sleeping Beauty had Maleficent. You know what I mean? Like, does your mind start going, what were the coolest characters?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sleeping Beauty, I think, is my favorite Disney movie. And Maleficent is my favorite villain. And, you know, I mean, those are such iconic parts of my childhood and parts of everybody's childhood. It's almost like a shared language that we speak. And I was really... You know, somebody asked me once, well, why did you do it? And I said, you know, I really respect Disney storytelling and I wanted, I didn't want to hand this project to somebody else. I wanted to do it justice and I knew I could take care of it because I loved it so much and I knew Disney so well. I was steeped in Disney as a kid and my child was about maybe 7 years old when we were talking about Descendants. And so we had just rewatched all the old Disney movies. So I knew them so well. And not only that, but we were watching the Disney Channel 24/7. So I knew Dove Cameron, you know, from her show, you know, I knew China from her show. And so I kind of knew the sensibility of both kind of Disney projects because the original movies are a little different from Disney Channel sensibility. And what I wanted to do was kind of bridge them and kind of have something that was an homage to the old classic Disney movies, but also had that kind of modern spirit of the Disney Channel movie that we were making.
Awesome. Well, I kind of want, tell us more about you. You know, where did you actually grow up, and how did you get into writing for young adults? I mean, it's something, it's like a, it's such a great genre, because I feel like everybody can enjoy it. Even those of us who are no longer young adults can still enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. I immigrated from the Philippines to America when I was 14. Actually, I think I was 13. I turned 14 here. And I wanted to be a writer since I was 8 years old. And I was a, I tried to be a novelist first, and my agent, sent out my first novel that was not sold. It was my first unpublished novel, but an editor at Simon & Schuster told me, oh, maybe you should write for magazines and newspapers and have a clip file and, you know, kind of get your name out that way. That's what, so that when you come out with your next novel, people know who you are. So I was a journalist for many years. I was a writer for Marie Claire and Harper's Bazaar. And, but I kept wanting to write books because that was my first love. And about, you know, 5 years after that first meeting, I sold my first novel to Simon & Schuster and kind of never looked back. And then my editor, Simon & Schuster, because I wrote an adult novel, said, you know, there's this new genre called young adult, and we think that your voice would really lend yourself to it. Would you like to try writing, you know, for teenagers? And I said, okay, you know, it didn't really occur to me at that time. And I started writing my first young adult novel. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm really good at this. This is what I'm meant to write. And I just enjoyed it so much. And, you know, never looked back since.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, isn't it great when you finally find, you know, your calling? You're kind of dancing around it. You knew it was somewhere in there. And then when that came up, it was like, boom, it all clicked. So.
Absolutely. I was so lucky that editor suggested it. You know, I don't think it would have occurred to me. You know, I mean, when you think of books, I thought, oh, I want to write, you know, these, you know, important adult books. And I was like, no, I'm really good at writing fun young adult books. That's what I should be writing.
You know what? Yeah, we all can. I'm the same way. Everybody can get wrapped up in the, you know, you want to write the big prestige, you know, book or movie, but then all of a sudden, you know, if you really think about it, the most important stuff are the things that spark us when we're younger. I really do think so. The longer I live, I start thinking that. So I think you took the right path.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Well, everybody, again, it's called High School Musical, the musical, the series. We know the series, it's on Disney Plus. But this is called The Road Trip, the bridge novel between the seasons here. So Melissa De La Cruz, hey, thanks so much for joining us. It was great.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Thanks. Thank you. Good luck. Bye.